Dream Boston is a new series of audio-only plays from the Huntington Theater Company that imagine returning to life in Greater Boston after the pandemic ends. So far, the series has featured four local playwrights. The first play in the series is by Melinda Lopez, playwright in residence at the Huntington Theater, titled By the Rude Bridge. It's set at the bridge at a reenactment of the battles of Lexington and Concord in 2025.
It's early spring. Daffodils are up, and the river's high. Probably looks like it did 250 years ago. Except for the crowds. People from all over the world. We're waiting for the troops from Lexington, where the first shots were fired a little while ago. They're on their way. I've been a reenactor since I was 10 years old. Never missed a year.
With us now is playwright in residence, Melinda Lopez. Welcome to Radio Boston, Melinda.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello. I listened to the three plays last night that were available, and then another one came out this morning. I heard that one this morning. The prompt for these was to imagine your favorite location or landmark or friend in a future Boston. I was struck that place seems to be pretty substantially featured in all four plays, including yours. You set your work at what I, you know, have spent my life calling the Old North Bridge in Concord, which Ralph Waldo Emerson refers to as the Rude Bridge. That's what you call it. This is through the eyes of a reenactor dressed as a British redcoat. Why there and why that perspective?
Part of the prompt was centered in delight and things that we missed and we couldn't experience due to the pandemic. And we wanted to ask writers to be able to describe a place they knew intimately so that a listener would feel like they were there. And, I grew up in Metro West, and I've been going to the Concord Bridge since I was a kid. It's a place I love dearly. I find it incredibly peaceful and incredibly also moving. And then I thought about what might happen in the future, and I hit on this recognition that we were coming up against an important anniversary. And what started as just sort of wool gathering.
I'm sorry, let me just stop you there. Yeah. Can you, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you explain what you mean by an important anniversary?
Oh, yes. So in 2025, April 19, 2025, will be the 250th anniversary of what we call the shot heard around the world. And that got me thinking about patriotism and how we look at revolution and, what it means to be a part of history. And then history took over our lives.
You know, that celebration of history and the dimension of history really struck me. It was almost jarring for me in listening to this play to envision a 2025 where we just go back to doing things like we used to do them, like reenactments of the Revolutionary War. It feels like the bend of our consciousness has kind of been fundamentally altered in the last few months. But then I thought, well, why wouldn't we still do a reenactment of a key moment in history, for example? Are you prefacing or presaging that you think we'll go back to those rituals even when the world has changed so much? Or are you wondering? Does my question make sense?
Yes, it does. The question at the end of this is really what are we going to think about the time we're living through in another 200 years? There's a line from the play, you mentioned my reenactor is British, he's wearing a red coat. And he talks at one point about after the event, standing in the parking lot, drinking a cup of coffee with some of the Minutemen who are dressed in blue. And he's talking about red and blue together. And I wrote the piece in April, where I was imagining a time that it might be possible for red and blue to be together in an American future. I was very hopeful about that, our polarized nation would come together, maybe even in as little as 5 years. And then, of course, events of June happened. And I began to understand the questions and my hopefulness in a different way. And I rewrote the end of the play to feature the question, what monuments will we build when we look back on this moment?
Melinda, we have that sound. We have that that new ending. So let's listen to it here.
I love studying history and playing my part. I love the speeches and the crowds. Maybe that's why I wear this red coat. But time moves in one direction. And I wonder, 250 years from now, what memorials will we build?
Do you have a hypothesis?
I would love to imagine that we'll see this moment as the beginning of a new kind of America and the beginning of a different kind of reckoning with who gets to claim the mantle of founding father and founding patriot. It's also been interesting because a number of the plays are grappling with big history. Even though the prompt is very small and very personal, each playwright has taken a very personal look at big questions. And the plays are hopeful, but they're also a reckoning. And I've really enjoyed seeing them come together.
So that's a great pivot to talk about the play that came out today, the fourth play, because it does offer a contrast in its approach to these big events. You know, I hear joy and celebration and nostalgia. At least that's what I hear in part in your play. When you get to Kristen Greenidge's play, it's a couple on a first date. They meet at the State House. The man's phone doesn't stop buzzing. There's an argument about the location and what it means. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Seriously, get that.
It's nothing. Let's reset. Sister, clothes. Please, just walk with me.
The point is, this isn't me. Park, Beacon, the State House isn't me. Me is inside that park, shouting, demanding, or it should have been.
And then it goes on to ask questions about who can feel comfortable at powerful spaces like the State House or the monument across the street, which was where she thought they were meeting. This challenges us to think about the role we occupy in the new world going forward. How did that resonate with you? And what did that play reveal to you about how people are thinking about this moment?
Well, we're in a moment where time is operating in such a strange way, right? We feel so stuck in the moment. The days go by. We don't know what day it is. And we're also constantly projecting ourselves into the after, right? But what's interesting about these plays is the past, the future, and the present come together, right? Kristen and I, and also Cater, we're trying to talk about the future, but we can't without acknowledging what's happening right now. And this moment of tremendous flux that we're all experiencing, we're struggling to find ways to articulate how to talk about this. So the question of what will they be teaching in history books in 200 years, is a profoundly, I keep coming back to this question of like, American, what does it mean to be American? And it may be that because the prompts are taking place in a dream version of Boston, and Boston is so steeped in so many different kinds of history, it's inescapable. When we talk about Boston, we're talking about the past and the present and the future.
In our last minute or so, there is something else that's profoundly different, which is you had to think about a different way to do theater. And these plays were a part of that. And they imagine a world where we can get back together again, but that's like in the plays, 2022, 2025. How are you thinking about theater and the future of theater in this moment?
We're trying to hone to the mission, right? Tell stories that are entertaining and enlightening and also grapple big issues. And we wanted Dream Boston to be off a Zoom platform, the intimacy of radio, of audio, feels really right, that you have a close friend you're sitting with and eavesdropping this on this conversation. They're very focused, and they're, you know, 7 minutes long. So it's a really brief window into another universe. You can be transported in a way that theater does so well.
And that's Melinda Lopez. She's playwright in residence at the Huntington Theater. Dream Boston is a new series of plays that imagine returning to life in Greater Boston after the pandemic ends. For more information and a link to hear all four plays in the series so far, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Melinda, thank you so much.
Thank you.